Governor Doyle laid it on the line with new department heads and secretaries. The sum of all budget requests has to be less than last year, not just frozen, if the state's ever to get back in the black. Doyle said some state departments could merge, but didn't detail specific cuts he would include in a budget to be unveiled next month.
I'm not going to give an across-the-board percentage cut. Some departments are different than others. Some are more dependent on GPR than others. Some have more room to cut than others. We're going to do this, we're going to try to do this in a very short period of time the right way, which is look at these departments, department by department, the budgets line by line.
Doyle threw out budget requests submitted by the previous administration because they came in $500 million over last year's spending levels. The new governor says $1 billion needs to be cut to balance the budget, but there's disagreement over how big the deficit is. The nonpartisan Fiscal Bureau estimates the state's two-year deficit will be $2.6 billion. Doyle has put it much higher, anticipating slow economic growth. The state currently has a deficit this year of $185 million. Doyle says his office will lead the way in cutting spending. A reduction in the governor's staff will be announced shortly. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.